Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the sixth day of Shvat, Tavshin Pei Dalet, Masech Teksubas, Perek Revi, Mishnah Yud Beis. One of the conditions of a ksuba is that the widow gets to be sustained, gets maintenance from the estate of the husband the whole time that she's a widow until she gets a ksuba. Once she takes the ksuba, then maintenance stops. Our mission is going to tell us that this chiyuv, this obligation, is also a condition of Beis Din. Says the Mishnah, what happens if a husband did not write at tehe yosva bevesi or mitazna minichsai, that you can stay, reside in my house, you will be maintained by my estate, kol yimei migad almanesech bevesi, as long as you are an almana, a widow, in my house. Even if he didn't write that, chayuv, he's obligated to keep that condition. Why? Once again, shehu tanai Beis Din. It's a condition that Beis Din have established for all couples, and therefore the husband has that obligation, even if it wasn't written into the ksuba. However, our Mishnah is going to tell us now, there was a difference between the way it was written in most places as compared to Yehuda, the region of Yehuda. The men of Yerushalayim would write the ksuba in the way that we just said above, that you can sit in my house and have business and be maintained by my estate as long as you're a widow. Similarly, says the Mishnah, Anshe Golil, the men of the Golil, would do the same thing. Hoyu Kosvin Kanshe Yerushalayim, they would write the ksuba in the same fashion as the Anshe Yerushalayim would. And according to this way of writing the condition, it meant that if the widow does not want to take her ksuba, then the yorshim, the heirs, cannot tell her, you take the ksuba, in order to rid themselves of the maintenance payments to her. They can't do that. It's her choice. If she doesn't want to take the ksuba, the money of the ksuba, then for the rest of her life, for example, she can be sustained, or she has to be maintained by the estate. However, Anshe Yehuda Hoyu Kosvin, the people that lived in Yehuda, would write it in a different way. And they would say, you can stay in my house. You will be maintained by my estate. Ad sheyirtzu hayorshin litein lich ksuvsech, until the heirs, the yorshin, will want to give you your ksuba. Ah, that means the choice is in the hands of the yorshin. Lefichach, therefore, in Yehuda, im rotzu hayorshin, if the yorshin wanted, if they so desired, nosnin lach ksubasa, they can give her ksuba, ufotrinasa, and say goodbye. We don't want to maintain you anymore. According to this nusach of Anshe Yehuda, they have the ability to pay the amana of their father, the ksuba, whether she likes it or not, and they rid themselves of this ongoing payment for maintenance. Many of Yerushalayim and the girl couldn't do that. As long as the almana did not ask for ksuba and she didn't get married, she keeps on getting maintenance payments from the property or the estate of her husband, like the Tanai ksuba. In the Yerushalmi, they say that they coined an expression. They said that the men of the Galilee were more concerned about their kavod rather than their mom and their money. Men of Yehuda were more concerned about their money than their kavod, than their self-esteem, than their esteem, their honor. The halacha is like the men of Yerushalayim and the Galil, and it is therefore the choice of the widow, not the choice of the yorshin. Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Aleph. We're going to talk in this Mishnah about adding to the minimum amount, the basic part of the ksuba, or subtracting from it. Afal pisha omro besula gaba mosayim, even though the Chachamim said that a besula, a virgin, when she gets married, she collects 200 dinar, or that's the entitlement of the ksuba. Ve'almana, and a widow, gets mona, 100 dinar. Nevertheless, im rotzo lahosif, if the husband wants to give more, afilu me'amona, even if he wants to give 100 mona, which would be 10,000 dinar, well above, far, far above the basic minimum, Yosef, he's permitted to add. Now, this might sound strange. Why shouldn't a husband be permitted to add? Why would you ever think that way? So the Gemara explains that the Mishnah wants to tell us here that we don't say that maybe the Chachamim put a fixed amount on the Ksuba in order not to embarrass someone who doesn't have ability to give more. And the Chachamim, and therefore the Mishnah comes to tell us that we are not worried about that. And therefore any husband who wants to add more to the basic minimum of the Ksuba can do so. This amount that you add, that the husband adds or writes into the Ksuba as an additional amount, is called Tosefes Ksuba, the additional part of the Ksuba. Nisarmala, oy nisgarsha. What happens if she, the wife, was widowed, or she became divorced? Bein min ha'erusin, bein min ha'nisoin. Whether it was she was not yet under the chuppah, she only had kiddushin, or whether it was after consummated the marriage, he already had a chuppah with her. They were ready together. Now, of course, it's talking about a place where they would write a ksuba at the time of erusin, because most places they didn't, but the Mishnah is talking about a case where the husband did write a ksuba at the stage of kiddushin. Either way, whether she was divorced or widowed from an erusin or nisuin, goiva es hakol, she collects the entire amount of the ksuba, including the additional amount, the tosefes that he added to her. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah disagrees. He says, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah Omer, min hanisuin goiva es hakol. If she was widowed or divorced from Nisuin, that he got through till the stage of Nisuin, already had a chuppah, they already had the full consummate of the marriage, then goiva sakol, then we say she collects everything, including the additional amount of the ksuba. But min ha'erusin, if the husband had only made kiddushin, and then he died or divorced her, besula goiva mosaim v'almona mona. Then, if she's a besula, she only gets 200 dinar, and the almona, the widow, gets, if he married her when she was almona, then she only gets 100 dinar. Not the tosefes, not the extra amount that he put into the ksuba. Why? Shelekosav lo el almonos lachansa. We assume that it was the intention of the husband that he only wrote that extra amount that he wanted to be generous to pay, if he was going to finish off the marriage, to have nisuin. If he didn't have nisuin, therefore, it was never his intention to give the tosefes extra. And therefore, she would not be entitled to that if it was only from erusin. And the halacha is indeed like this opinion, like the latter opinion, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im rotza, if the husband wants to reduce the amount of the ksuba that he has to pay, from the basic amount, we mean. So what he can do is, kosev lipsula shtar shel masayim, he has to write, initially, a document of the ksuba where it states 200 dinar, like the Chachamim established, can't do less than that. But how he can minimize the ksuba is, he gets her to write, he kosevis, the wife writes to him, Hiskabalti mimach mona. I've already received, she likes a receipt, I've already received half of it, 100 dinar already. Basically, she's moichel, she foregoes part of the ksuba. And therefore, she can write, I received the ksuba from you, I received half a mona from the ksuba, even though she didn't really receive it. And he saves himself half the ksuba. Ula almona, and if he is marrying an almona, then the husband has to write mona, has to write 100 dinar into the ksuba, even though, like any mamona gets. But then, she can write, Hiskabalti mimach chamishim zuz. I've already received 50 zuz, i.e. she is moichel, she forgoes half of the ksuba. That can be done, says Rabbi Yehuda. And in that way, the husband gets to only pay half the ksuba. Rabbi Meir says, no way. There's no way, you cannot do such a thing. The basic amount of the ksuba which the Chachamim established has to be kept. And no receipt and no of this mechila can take place. And in fact, kol ha-poiches lipsula mimosayim, says Rabbi Meir, anyone who gives or makes a ksuba for a virgin less than 200 dinar ulamona mimona, or for a widow less than 100 dinar, even though the condition is nullified and there is she gets a ksuba, nevertheless, since his wife thinks that the condition is still there, harizoi beilasnos, we call it a promiscuous relationship. It's not like a relationship of husband and wife. Rabbi Meir basically holds it is forbidden for a man to be with his wife even for one moment without the ksuba. And a ksuba can only be at least 200 dinar for a basula and 100 for a malmona. And the halach is indeed like Rabbi Meir.